The City of Kent and its fire department is now accepting an $18,000 donation from University Hospitals for new CPR and cardiac equipment, most of it in the form of an app called PulsePoint. Other equipment, such as Lucas machines, are also being provided from University Hospitals. Through the use of this new age app, which is the first of its kind in the Akron area, the city will be looking to reduce the amount of cardiac injuries and deaths by connecting and empowering the community to assist through the use of this app. Kent Fire Chief John Tosco explains what this app entails.
What it is, an app on your smartphone, and it allows registered users who are trained in CPR the ability to know when CPR is needed in progress and in your general vicinity, in your location.
According to PulsePoint.org, 1,000 people have cardiac emergencies nationwide every day. In these situations, time is everything. Every minute someone is not treated, their chance of survival goes down by 10%. The app will effectively try to cut that time and boost people's chances for survival.
You sign up for it, it's very easy, it's free, and you give them your location and you give them permission that to send you the information from our dispatch center. So say you're downtown at Tree City Coffee having an iced latte, and a block away someone keels over and is in cardiac arrest. Someone calls 911, it goes through our dispatch center. Your phone will get an alert, CPR needed at Acorn Alley, as you start the going route. Then it'll tell you where the nearest AED is. You grab it, and then you start to head towards the scene, and then you can start to defibrillate someone and start CPR right away.
No shock
advised. It gets CPR to the patient quicker and the AED quicker. But if we can get someone there a minute earlier, that could really make a difference.
The community and its citizens will be benefited by this app exponentially. The idea for the app, although new, was imagined when a fire chief in California noticed the time it took for his responders to react to a call.
How this all started out in California, there's a fire chief who was at a restaurant. He's looked outside and he sees his crew pulls up to the restaurant, and he goes out to meet them, see if he can help. Finds out on the other side of the restaurant, there's one of the patrons was in cardiac arrest and needed CPR. So he went and helped him, but he started thinking later on, because how can I, and other people who know CPR in the location, how can we be notified that someone needs CPR and needs an AED hooked up? So he developed this program called PulsePoint.
Chief Tosco, at a recent April City Council meeting, stated the City of Kent has about 25 cardiac arrest situations every year. Mr. Roger Sidoti, Kent City Councilman, said just one life is worth the implementation of this app. The motion was unanimously approved by the rest of the council. University Hospitals will be providing the initial licensing fee for the installation of this technology, as well as providing maintenance fees. However, there is still an amount that has yet to be raised before its implementation sometime around July.
The only thing we're trying to come up with, we have to come up with about $5,000 now to help the interface with the New World system. So I'm trying to reach out to people at Kent State who can possibly help us bridge that gap. But small price to pay for, you know, for something like this can really make a difference, save lives. And it's kind of a big deal coming into Northeast Ohio.
Tosco and other city officials are looking into different ways to help spread CPR and cardiac training and awareness.
So we're hoping to improve that over the summer and then in the fall, and improve on the number of people that are trained in CPR in our community. It's a worthwhile endeavor. And these are CPR machines that keeps us from having to do CPR all the way to the hospital. It gives better control, it gives the right depth, and they don't get tired.
With the help of apps like PulsePoint and new emergency equipment, along with a more alert and prepared community, there is a high likelihood that citizens will be even safer within the Kent community.